This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, the last Saturday episode of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer and
the Captain.
We started the show talking about secession, and I want to get back into that because we didn't really talk about the numbers. I mean, we mentioned that 37% of Americans overall
are traitors.
Are interested in the idea of secession. That's up from 29% back in January, February of this year, so that's tremendous.
I find shocking.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about, like, the breakdowns. What's it look like in the South versus the Northwest versus, you know, New England, etc. So I want to get into that. But then Robert called from Vermont and brought up mushrooms and psychedelic experiences. And, you know, that's, in addition to secession, that's also one of my favorite topics.
He brought mushrooms from Vermont?
Well, and here's the whole thing. We need to do research.
Yes.
We need some serious research on these are powerful chemicals. What do they do? How do they do it? What is the best way of using these appropriately? And they just shut down all of the research as soon as these chemicals were discovered.
Well, the good news is it's starting to open up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In recent decades, mostly the last couple, we've started to see some studies being done or being allowed to be done, even in the United States, on things like LSD or MDMA, psychedelic mushrooms. And there's, curiously, a story that was published today at CNBC.com that I found over at the Drudge Report just while I was looking around during the break. It's like, oh, look, there's a story about psychedelics. The headline, psychedelic trips could soon be part of therapy. Here's what those sessions will look like. And they start out by talking about public companies or companies that have gone public in recent months. So there are companies that are actually out there raising money to do stuff like this. So it's getting to the point where, you know, in the last decade, people started investing in cannabis-related companies. Mm-hmm. Well, now there are apparently companies like Atai Life Sciences, MindMed, and Compass Pathways that all are interested in bringing psychedelic drug treatments, therapies, to the market. So that's interesting. That's sort of like the business side of it. But then they talk about what does this actually mean? How do psychedelics work for therapy? So I say here, psychedelic drugs are substances that alter perception and mood and can affect a number of cognitive processes. The classic psychedelics include MDMA, a.k.a. ecstasy, or Molly, LSD, psilocybin, or mushrooms, and ayahuasca, and ibogaine. Used in conjunction with therapists, research has shown that psychedelics can help treat historically difficult-to-treat conditions by essentially reshaping the way that brains or parts of the brain talk to each other, according to Jennifer Mitchell. She's a neuroscientist and professor in the departments of neurology, psychiatry, and behavioral sciences at the University of California, San Francisco.
And so, as far as I understand it, the most important part of these entheogens or psychedelics is that so there are different levels of learning that the brain goes through. And the deeper the level of learning, the more difficult it is to change. So you have, like, the most surface level is just sort of how to do this little thing, and it's very, very simple. It's very easy to change things like that. Mm-hmm. When you get into deeper lessons and deeper patterns of your habits, it gets harder and harder to change them. And there are certain habits and certain, I mean, really, they get into how you see the world that they call imprints. And imprints are the deepest level of learning. So most of these things happen like near birth or when certain things emerge, like when you reach puberty and you develop your sense of sexuality. The lessons that you learn during that period are very, very powerful to you and very hard to change at that point. Now,
hard to even address them.
Yes.
Look at them.
Yes, exactly. So that,
especially if it was traumatic.
Yeah, oh, most especially. So that level of learning is very, very difficult to change. So what these do is, among other things, but the most valuable for therapeutic purposes, I think, is that they let you address imprinting-level learning so that you can change the way that you learned those lessons that you probably didn't plan to learn that way.
That's an excellent explanation. She says, psychedelics allow for processing, in a way that enables subjects to let go of things that had previously plagued them. She says that when people are young, their brains go through critical periods of learning and development that become closed off as they age. Researchers believe psychedelics open those closed critical periods for just a tiny window of time. She says further, when that critical period is open again, you want to make the most of it and make that potential change as positive as possible. And that's why I think Robert was mentioning that this could be, you know, big for people who are heroin addicts or addicted to other things or whatever, because they can come out and change a thing. Or maybe somebody who is abused or whatever, something horrifying happened to them in the past they can't forgive or whatever the damage is. This gives those people the opportunity in therapy to look at them.
Well, and something like heroin addiction is a more surface level of learning than imprinting. So if you're able to shake things up on a deep level, then you can just shake off some of the long-term habit patterns that you've gotten.
Yeah, and we've actually seen studies, I don't know if they get into it here, small studies done on human beings who had things like PTSD and had completely failed any other kind of treatments that they'd been given under the old, you know, standard medical system. And then they tried, say, MDMA therapy or psychedelic mushrooms and had the PTSD literally cured. Not just, like, treated for a short period of time or, you know, diminished slightly, but actually cured.
That's where the, some people call it a miraculous cure when that happened. And that was the bit that sort of drew me into reading about how these things work when it comes to therapy.
It's because it's shocking. It's like, wow, yeah, that's possible?
Cure?
Yeah.
Cure?
Yeah. So, and we're just barely scratching the surface on these things, because there aren't that many studies that have been done.
And I mean, you've got to look at like what your nervous system is trying to do. Like, clearly the people around you are alive, so they're doing something right. So basically, it really is like a photograph. Like, you get a brief shutter of time where you just imprint this pattern, and then it just holds on to it because, hey, it wasn't killing all the people around you, so it must not be that bad. But a lot of times it shudders at the wrong moment and you imprint really bad data. But the thing is, it's sort of locked in a box in the back of your brain and you can't actually like, no, that's not actually this. That needs to work this way. That's a functional pattern this way instead of the dysfunctional thing that I was looking at when you took a picture. But your brain's like, no, I'm not letting you access that. Like, no, we're just going to build everything on top of that because, hey, they're not dead. Which is true, but they're not quite healthy either. It's dysfunctional rather than functional. And this, if you do it right, then you can go in and move those things well. And if you do it wrong, you're still going into that deep level, and you are still moving things.
With psilocybin, for instance, it's believed the drug boosts connectivity in the brain and increases neuroplastic states, which are the brain's ability to reorganize and adapt, says Dr. Stephen Ross. He's an associate professor of psychiatry at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine, who's been conducting clinical trials on psilocybin-assisted therapy for the past 16 years. A recent Yale University study on mice, for instance, found that a single dose of psilocybin led to an immediate increase in connections between neurons that lasted for a month afterwards. A lot of people say that taking a psychedelic trip, in the right circumstances, is like hitting the reset button. And that the lessons that they take away, the changes that are made, are, if not permanent, long-lasting for many months before they may have to redose. This isn't something you have to do every day, although microdosing is a thing.
And the majority of people that they've done these experiments on will consider this one of the most pivotal moments of their life.
Of their lives, yeah. Usually like top five or top three or something.
Well, and even like sort of the minor psychedelics like Salvia, for example.
Well, I wouldn't call that a minor.
Well, I'm just saying that like...
No. That one actually cuts both ways. So there's a legitimate difference between whether you get a big dose or a little dose of Salvia.
Oh, yeah. There's like 1X and then there's like 10X and even more, right? So like... what I'm saying is like... It's minor because it was, and I believe it still is legal to obtain, and very readily available. It's part of the Sage family.
Yes.
Right. So, but like even using something like that has been shown to improve people's cognitive abilities when it comes to healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just say, I just want to caution people using the term minor when it comes to salvia, even though it may be legal. Don't think for a moment that just because it's legal, that means that it's weak or something like that.
I'm using the wrong terminology.
It changes you for life.
It's incredibly powerful. Salvia is one of the most powerful psychedelics I've ever used. And in fact, I haven't used it in many years because of what happened the last time I was on it, where I broke Garrett Ian's bong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, never had that happen before. I was on salvias. The whole world didn't exist behind my field of vision, and I just let go of that thing.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday episode of the program. The phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Started talking about secession and moved into psychedelics. Actually, a caller brought up mushrooms as a potential change for people having a major change in their life, like going from being a heroin user to not, or addressing serious trauma that they've had in their past. We're talking about why that's possible, sort of the medical aspects of what happens. And not that any of us are doctors, but we do have a story here from CNBC.com where they're interviewing doctors who have been studying things like this for decades.
Well,
now,
hang on a minute. Could we have something like, how there's like, the freedom movements here, the Free State Project, stuff like that, the secession movements, and all that stuff. Could we have something like the psychedelic secession movement?
I mean, yeah, why not? You could start a little psychedelic village or something like that.
I mean, Like, would it be more effective to market our idea of secession to people who are on board with psychedelics?
Well, I think that the embracing of cannabis in states throughout the country has been a minor secession.
It was an important nullification, right? So that's sort of the little version of secession.
Well, it hasn't been nullified. It's still against federal law. They could at any moment move in and take away your favorite head shops.
They could.
But they've also raped these businesses, these business people, for, at least in the state of Washington, something like 30% at every level.
Mm-hmm.
They could, Peekless, but they would also, if that head shop owner or, whatever we're talking about.
Dispensary was the word I was looking for.
Dispensary. If the owner of that company actually took it to trial, they'd still have to get a jury to find him guilty. Mm. And in a place in which people are sick and tired of the war on marijuana, it's probably getting harder and harder to find those juries for those few people that are actually willing to take a case to trial.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a state like Colorado or California where cannabis has been legal for most of a decade now at this point, I think it'd be very hard to find a jury to convict.
And I really do think that that is movement in the direction of secession. Like, you have this thing that is federally illegal.
It is. That's nullification.
And you have in your state decided, no, this meets with our community standards.
It's more of a human secession than it is a legal secession. And I say that because we even saw this, or signs of this, in Mr. Nobody's bail hearing the other day, where the judge even said something like, I don't usually hold marijuana things against people, or whatever.
He did say that.
Something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he seemed to be like, yeah, marijuana, I don't care about that. It's, that's marijuana. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm.
Which is still illegal federally, so if he wanted to, he could hold somebody to it. But, he's made a decision that it's not a big deal.
Right, so that's a human movement more so than a legal movement, if you will.
Well, laws are always downstream from culture.
Usually like 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years downstream. But once humans change their mind about a thing, usually the political system follows, because eventually politicians want to run out in front of the parade and act like they've been there the whole time and that you should thank them for all their efforts. I want to go back to your calls and thoughts, but first I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, because that's where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency, which is another important topic we love here on Free Talk Live. The world of Bitcoin seems overwhelming, but there are just some basics that you need to get down about. This stuff isn't going away. It's likely going to become more popular and more relevant over time. So go to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and then you'll find a series of videos, one of which you can watch. It's got the basics in like 3 minutes, something like that. Not very long. You don't have to invest a lot of time in this. But of course, if you do want to dig in deeper, they've got more information there for you over at Bitcoin.com. Learn about Bitcoin, learn about Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. Or go to their news site and get the latest news headlines at news.bitcoin.com. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WZTK and Alpina.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you guys have mixed your metaphors here. You got me off on a little tangent here. The first time the military was ever sick on the citizenry of this country was because we wouldn't grow marijuana for King George. We discovered tobacco was more profitable.
Well, you said this country.
He wanted hemp for his ships and his ropes.
Mm.
Yeah, but I called in on the whole drug thing you guys were on a minute ago. Tripping. and it kind of intrigued me that peyote didn't make the list. Psychedelic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is just hold on. This isn't a list of psychedelics. It's just an article from CNBC. So, I mean, you're probably dealing with... Go ahead.
So, it's stuff they're researching.
Yeah,
so
no.
That would be a list.
Tell me about it. I mean, have you done it?
Peyote?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the best trip I ever had. I saw Mescalito.
What is that?
This was Indian God. He was dressed up like an Aztec or an Inca. He had big feathers, but his face was just a cloud of fog. Had a big nasty headdress on. I was out in a very peaceful place. We had a campsite out on a big river, and there was a little Dick Trickle stream coming right down beside of it, so it kind of made a little peninsula. And there was a big old Y-forked willow that grew right out over the water, so we built a little platform up there. And there was an oak tree on this place not 200 yards from there that was like 2,000 years old. We had a nice campsite there. And anyway, I'm sitting on this little platform flying above the water, and he'd just come walking out of the fog. It was just, oh, man.
Did it communicate with you?
No. I'm getting goose pimples right now.
Wow. Now, what's the difference between peyote and mescaline?
Mescaline is a derivative of peyote, yep. And once you put something in the chemist's hands, it's not quite like it used to be.
Interesting. Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mescaline is a derivative. Yeah, huh.
So peyote's like the actual, like, break off a cactus and drink whatever's inside
kind of
thing?
Break off the cactus and grind it up in a bowl and just take yourself a little spoonful of that.
Really?
Mescaline is, okay, so we figured out the chemical that causes this change. Mm. It's usually synthesized. Like, we figured out the chemical and now we've synthesized it. From what I understand, it doesn't have nearly the potency or the duration.
Hmm. What's the duration of a peyote trip, do you know? Offhand?
Hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mescaline is like an hour or something
like
that?
Yeah.
These are the questions that can be answered, by the way, over at arrowhead.org. I recommended that website earlier. It is essentially like an encyclopedia of not just psychedelic drugs, but also prescription medications and other plants and things like that.
Well, and one of the things they're looking for in mescaline as opposed to peyote is that they can measure the precise amount of dosage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a cactus is a cactus. Who knows
how
much juice is in it, you know?
That's also true with mushrooms as
well. Right, exactly.
Checking out arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org. They've got everything from frequently asked questions about, you know, whatever drug you want to learn about to the trip reports, which are pretty wild sometimes. You want to read what people's
experiences I'm going to have to go there because I'm feeling drug uneducated.
Oh, man. This site's been around forever on the internet, and it is fantastic.
Call me Richard Trickle if you like.
But yeah, I mean, the mescaline pill, from what I understand, you sort of come back from, whereas the taking the cactus, like, I hope you had your weekend planned for you.
Wow. All right, so if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. The story's from CNBC, and they're talking to researchers who've been doing clinical trials on things like psilocybin in a therapeutic setting for, in this one guy's case, 16 years. And we can tell you a little bit more about some of what they've learned. The number here is 603-283-6160, and this is another thing that isn't going away. Psychedelics are, you know, they didn't win the war on drugs. The government didn't win. And now, finally, the drugs are making a comeback, and we're actually learning stuff about them for the first time in our history. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. President Joe Biden led the kind of campaign rally that was impossible last year, speaking before nearly 3,000 people in support of a fellow Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, whose race for Virginia governor could serve as a test of Biden's own strength and coattails.
You're not going to find anyone, I mean anyone, who knows how to get more done for Virginia than Terry. That's a fact.
Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota marked a notable shift during a pandemic in which coronavirus dashboards have become a staple for Americans. This is USA Radio News. Belated and beleaguered, the virus delayed Tokyo Olympic Summer Games finally opened Friday night with cascading fireworks and made-for-TV choreography that unfolded in a near-empty stadium. A colorful but strangely subdued ceremony that set a striking tone to match the unique pandemic games. The focus is different for the athletes. Kendra Harrison, Team USA Track and Field.
When you're lined up with the best in the world, like, you're not worried about the stands. You're not worried about the people there. You're just worried about going out there and competing to the best of your ability.
Audio courtesy of CNN. An archbishop on Thursday responded to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's claim that she is a devout Catholic who supports abortion. No one can claim to be a devout Catholic and condone the killing of innocent life, let alone have the government pay for it, San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone said in a statement. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday episode of the program. We're doing a live show 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. So if you've missed a moment, you can always go to freetalklive.com. And you can download archives. Of course, we've got audio archives that go back for years. Our video archives don't go back that far because there was a time where we didn't even have video. But now we do. And we are posting our videos nightly to the Odyssey platform now. Now, we have been for years on Odyssey, which was previously known as Library, spelled L-B-R-Y. And Odyssey spelled different, too. You can just go to video.freetalklive.com, and it'll take you right to our Odyssey channel there. What is it? Well, Library, which is what Odyssey's based on, is an uncensorable. That's the most important part. Uncensorable. Decentralized, and that's why it's uncensorable. Blockchain-based media-sharing protocol. And like I said, we've been on it for years, but now we're putting an extra special focus on it just because it's time. You know, we've been sort of simulcasting or trimulcasting or whatever, and we still are on other video platforms, but any one of those at any moment could take us off the air. And at for whatever reason they want to. Oh, we didn't like Topless Tuesdays. Oh, we didn't like you talking about COVID the way you do, or you're critical of the government, you're terrorists.
That's three strikes.
Yeah, or whatever.
Right.
And so they could take you down at any time. This applies to you, too, if you've got a YouTube channel or whatever.
Oh, fun fact about Library, they haven't shadow banned anybody.
They can't. It's not even possible. If the government comes to them and says, delete Free Talk Live's channel, they're going to be like, sorry, It's not the way the system works.
Well, can you just make it so that no one searching can find them?
Nope. They can't. It's an amazing system. You can go to video.freetalklive.com and please follow our channel on Odyssey. Because, like I said, the other channels, they could be shut down at a moment's notice. Like our YouTube channel earlier this year got a couple strikes. So, I mean, that thing, even if one of the strikes goes away after 6 months, it's only a matter of time before somebody hits that button. And, in fact, Lee, Peakless Mountaineer, you're going to tell us about later how the federal government, the White House itself, is doing moderation.
Flagging content.
Yeah.
Flagging content for misinformation.
So you may have gotten that latest strike on your channel. Because the White House itself flagged your channel.
It is amazing how technology continues to figure out a way around bureaucracy. And I say that because television got to be highly censored, and folks figured out a way around it. It's called cable TV, right? And technology was able to deliver uncensored content into your home that regular television, highly regulated, couldn't. And so in the same respect now, the Internet comes along, we get things like YouTube and social media, and that all starts to get regulated and censored and cancel cultured, but technology has once again
saved the day.
Dun da da dun.
So check it out, video.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Ed is on the line in Florida, listening to WVFT FM in Tallahassee. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey guys, man, real quick, you guys are talking about so many great topics. Arrowhead, love it, been using it for 20 years or so.
Yes.
That leads into, you know, mega microdosing and things like that. My wife turned me on to a company, Mind Medical, I think it is, recently, that we've purchased some stock in because they've been doing a lot of, they're in phase 2 or phase 3 trials for using this stuff clinically for, you know, treating everything that it's used for. Bitcoin, Odyssey, all of the, that's all blockchain stuff. I love it. Bitcoin is separating money from government control.
Yes, that's huge.
Ravencoin is going to do the same thing for all digital content. So Ravencoin is something to look at. I love Odyssey and Library. Been using it. You guys, you know, I'll definitely add you guys to that.
Thank
but
you.
Speaking of that, there's an interview. Dr. Rainer Fullermich, R-E-I-N-E-R-F-U-E-L-L-M-I-C-H. He's the lawyer who sued Volkswagen in the emission scandal. His interview of Dr. David Martin. David Martin is the CEO of NTAM, who has tracked all patents for like the last 30 years because they track technology because they're underwriters of non-tangible property. Well, there's 4,000 patents surrounding COVID, the spike protein, the creation of the vaccine, the creation of the ACE2 receptor, and they've been tracking it. And if you look up their interview on Odyssey, he lays it out in about 35 minutes that everybody's been lying to us. And it's undeniable. He gives you all the patent numbers. You can all look them up and verify it yourself. I watched it last week. And
that's the kind of stuff you cannot see anywhere else. You cannot get those videos.
And since you bring it up, like, I have to point out that, like, we had to give up everything because this was a pandemic. You can't go to concerts. You can't see your grandmother. You can't go to a funeral. What did the corporations have to give up? Nothing. Are you still protecting patents on something that is so life-saving?
I'll give you something that'll blow you away. Just real quick, November, they patented the virus. 3 days later, there was a patent filed for the spike protein vaccine. There's a first patent for the spike protein vaccine back in 2003.
I've heard this, but I haven't looked into it or seen the video.
If you patented the virus, that is proof that it is man-made. You are not allowed to patent DNA that you have not altered.
Ed, one more time, what was the video that you were recommending people look for on Odyssey about this?
It's Dr. Rainer Fullermich, R-E-I-N-E-R, and it's F-U-E-L-L M-I-C-H. He's the one that's filing at Den Haag and going for Nuremberg. And this particular, there's a lot of interviews he does collecting evidence But this particular one of Dr. David Martin, and he's the CEO of MCAM, who's a, they've been around forever. They're a big international company. And he lays out the patents, soup to nuts. There's 78 patents taking the coronavirus to SARS-2.
Thank you, Ed, for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you and glad you're on board with stuff like Odyssey and cryptocurrency and looking into psychedelics, learning about things like that. Thank you for the call. Definitely appreciate it. By the way, he mentioned Ravencoin. We actually went to the, what was it called, the Free State Blockchain event. It was a New Hampshire-based cryptocurrency like a convention, basically. It was on the small side, usually like 100 to 200 attendees. It couldn't really have that many more than that because it's small hotels and things like that here in New Hampshire where this was held. And it was actually created by the founder of Ravencoin. His name's Bruce Fenton, and he's a Free State Project early mover. He moved out to the seacoast, and he mentioned library as well, the library credits. Library is a system created by another Free Stater, Jeremy Kaufman, who lives in Manchester. So the two cryptos he was talking about there, the primary movers behind those cryptos, they're here in New Hampshire.
If I understand what he was saying about that, then I really hope that Ravencoin is dodging the pitfalls that Library ran into with the SEC and securitizing, I don't know.
Well, Bruce Fenton, the creator of Ravencoin, comes from the stock trading world, so he knows the ins and outs of people like the SEC, so I expect he's pretty covered.
Because apparently connecting a cryptocurrency to content was somehow making it a security.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the SEC's case against Library exactly is, but Jeremy Kaufman, the founder of Library, seems to think it's a bunch of junk, and they are fighting it tooth and nail. And
from what little I know, that sounds to be accurate. Yeah. I'm just really hoping that Raven avoids getting that target on their back.
But, of course, the government gang, they get paid to put targets on your back and get paid to come after you, even if it's completely frivolous. Even if the attack is baseless and is going to end up being thrown out of court, well, that
frivolous
doesn't give
lawsuit,
you...
Frivolous lawsuit, we lose, they win.
Yeah, they always win because they take your time away. Even if you were to actually get some sort of a, you know, attorney's fees back if you win the thing in the long run. You get a little bit of money back, but you still don't have the countless hours that you spent meeting with the attorney and going to court and looking over court filings and all of that time you could have spent developing the thing you wanted to do. Instead, you had to spend it fighting the government gang.
By the way, the SEC stands for the Socialist Empire Command.
We got more. Come up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live Saturday show. The number's here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer and...
The Lord, Dr. Reverend, Captain Kickass is also here.
And anytime you want, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a social media site. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. If you want to have more freedom of speech... You can't rely on the big tech platforms out there because, well, they're working with the White House and other government goons from around the planet to stop any semblance of expression if it goes against what is government accepted. We have a site that is run by us, and so we get to decide those things. And so far, the only thing I've banned off the site is spammers. That's it. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. And you can interact with hosts of the show there. Captain, you're a relatively frequent poster there, at least a couple times a week.
I try.
Yeah, and I just posted an update today. Chris, our Friday night co-host, he's actually on the Mastodon platform, but he's not registered on our server. But all these servers are federated. So even though he doesn't have an account on our server, I can still follow him on his server because the servers are all, as I say, federated, which means there's a connection between them. Which is cool. So not everybody has to be on the same server. So if one of them does get taken down, well, all the other ones still exist.
Is it like a mesh network social media platform?
That's one way to, I think, look at it. Yeah. It's not entirely decentralized in that it still exists. The social.freetalklive.com is in a place the internet.
Right.
And if that server farm blows up or something, then as long as we have a backup, we can get it back online in a few hours, but it will have some downtime. But it's
but
still
that
better
actually
than.
Connects you to a mesh network?
No.
I'm just I'm trying to make an analogy between federated and, so other folks can understand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, federation in the case of these servers means that your server by default is connected to all the other ones in the world of Mastodon, which are thousands of them. But if you want to, you can disconnect the connections to some of them. If you let's say you find one server to be particularly offensive, you don't want your users to be able to find whatever the content is on that server, you say, well, I don't want to play with you anymore, so disconnect it.
And I'm taking my ball and going home.
A lot of the Mastodon servers did that when Gab came on the Mastodon platform, for instance. That is like a sort of a right-wing free speech, quote-unquote, free speech platform. And a lot of the Mastodon people are actually lefties. And so they said, well, we don't want to associate with you. And they disconnected. And that's cool.
Oh, you mean they have choice?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Weird.
So,
almost like a right of association.
Let's go to your calls, though. We got Dustin. He's on the line in Kansas. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello and good day, DJs. I'm calling about a different subject, a programming request.
Oh, we do take requests. Well, it depends on what you have in mind, though. So go ahead.
The High Times. The High Times. Maybe a Joe Rogan talk behind the microphone.
Oh, if only I could. Unfortunately, I'm on bail conditions. I can't do that. I don't even have my bong rip sound effect here anymore. The government stole the computer from the studio back in March, and I'm going to have to look for the sound effects, see if we can find
it. The best I can do is talk like this for a little while. Man.
I still got that black tar heroin addiction.
Well, I don't know if that's something you want to brag about.
I recommend finding a way out of that.
Everybody's got their thing. Thanks for the call, Dustin. As long as you're not, like, you know, knocking over convenience stores in order to fund the addiction.
If that guy's last name is Wind, I will crack up.
That was his most coherent call ever.
And, like, if his middle initial is D, Dustin D. Wind, calling from Kansas.
Like, if it was the black tar heroin that actually made it so he could put a sentence together tonight, maybe he should keep it up.
That was the most coherent I've ever heard that.
Normally, he's just, like, stringing words together randomly, and it's completely impossible to make anything out
of it. Perhaps he has done some psychedelic therapy to cure himself.
Well, you know, like I said, whatever he's doing, he's on the right track because we could actually understand him today. So thanks for the call there. The number here is 603-283-6160, and
I can't help but mention that. Okay, so the last time I watched Joe Rogan smoke pot in front of the microphone, it was with Elon Musk, who fires people for smoking pot.
Oh, I heard about that. That's so frustrating.
Very.
But you know, here on Free Talk Live, the general rule is you shouldn't be inebriated when you're doing the show, whether that means high on cannabis or drinking too much or whatever. I mean, a little bit, I'm not going to jump down somebody's throat as long as they're still making coherent points and they're not, you know, forgetting where they are, literally or whatever, or, you know, puking or something like that. So, I mean, you know, everybody's got their limit, and hopefully each individual knows where that is.
Has somebody puked on Free Talk Live?
No, that's never happened. Okay, good. There was one time, though. It wasn't on, I don't think it was on Free Talk Live. It was one of the internet-only kind of shows that doesn't exist anymore from LRN.FM. And there was this one girl, I won't say who she is. She left New Hampshire several years ago at this point. But she was known for being pretty drunk a lot. Like, she drank a lot, couldn't really control herself, that kind of thing. And they brought her in. I think it was actually Ladies in Keen was the name of the show at the time. They brought her in to be a guest co-host. And she got so drunk, and it was so embarrassing. It was to the point where she was so drunk, you know, she thinks she's really funny or whatever, and it wasn't funny. It was really sad. And, you don't want to.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And, we had to tell her that she's not going to come back.
That's too bad.
Because she couldn't control herself. So,
yeah.
Know your limits, people. So we're talking about psychedelic drugs and what they can do, like, that helps people. In fact, turns out they're in therapeutic use. There's a lot of really potential benefits to things like psychedelic mushrooms and LSD and MDMA. And CNBC.com is reporting on some recent studies. They looked at mice in Yale University recently, and they dosed them with psilocybin, which is an active drug in magic mushrooms. Led to an immediate increase in connections between neurons in their brains that lasted for a month afterwards. One of the experts here has been studying psychedelic-assisted therapy for 16 years, says that when you're on psychedelics, parts of the brain that don't normally speak to each other start to communicate with each other. And it appears to reset brain patterns in some way, he says. Now, again, these are new studies. This is relatively recent. He's been working on this for 16 years, but in the scheme of science, that's not a very long time. And that's because it's only really been allowed for the last decade or so. You couldn't do studies like this in the United States prior to this because the war on drugs was in full swing, and this just was not allowed. If you were to do a study like this, you'd be breaking the law. And all of these companies and these, you know, colleges or whoever that are doing these studies, they are all having to get permission from the federal government in advance prior to doing this. So simply the fact that they can get that permission now is an indicator that we're moving into a new area, that these things are becoming a little bit more accepted. In fact, according to the story here, MDMA-assisted therapy could be approved by the FDA for medical use as early as 2023.
Wow.
While other psychedelics, notably psilocybin, are waiting in the wings for their turn to be evaluated for medical purposes.
And from what I understand, there are a lot of academics that have been just railing against this since the beginning, saying, hey, no, we could actually do some really good stuff with this because they're powerful. Now, that doesn't mean good, but it does mean capable.
And I just want to point out, too, that if you are somebody who is suffering or you know somebody who is suffering and you believe that this type of therapy may benefit them, do some research. Just because the FDA or whomever, you know, the powers that be haven't approved it as therapy.
Sorry, there's the bomb.
Just because they haven't approved it as therapy, man, doesn't mean you can't seek it out. Bro.
Sorry, you were making a point.
Yeah, I'm just saying, don't let the fact that it hasn't been approved by the United States government stop you from seeking out treatment from your ailments, right? If you've tried things and you're having trouble healing and you think this might be an applicable therapy for you, you can go places, you can, you know, do your own research, be safe about it, you know, get references, all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't have to be legal for you to go and get this treatment. Do what is right for yourself, regardless of what is legal, is all I'm saying.
And on the other side of that, just because they've legalized something doesn't mean that it's free of its dangers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, salvia divinorum being a perfect example. Now, that can seriously screw you up if you use it wrong.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, so can a, you know, liter of bleach. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are legal you can use in very dangerous ways. One of the things they talk about in the story, I'm jumping forward a little bit, you know, they mention, like, hey, this is different than just taking a drug at some party or going to Burning Man or whatever. You're doing it in a therapeutic session, and that means that you're there with a doctor who's trained in these things. They know what they're getting into. They know what you're getting into, and they can help you more effectively address past traumas, for instance.
You have an intention and an intentional environment.
Yes. 603-283-6160 and set and setting come into the most important thing that comes into play when you're on a psychedelic. Hour 3 is on the way. Got more on secession coming.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.